cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Thank you for tuning in to The Gospel Truth with Jonathan Reed right here on Love 860. So open your minds and your hearts to the gospel truth. Here's Jonathan.
Thank you, sir. What a privilege it is to be with you another Saturday morning. What an honor it is to serve a true and a living Savior in the midst of a world where there's many idols and dead gods everywhere. I'm happy to report that my Savior is still on the right hand of God, and he ain't even feeling bad. He's still on the right hand of God, making intercession for me and for you. And I'm thankful that he's still just as alive today as he was over 2,000 years ago when he got up from the dead and conquered death. And I'm so thankful to know him personally this morning. And I'm so thankful to be saved and truly born again. Like I've told you many times, I knew about Jesus when I was young. When I was a little boy, I was preached to, and I knew that Jesus was real. I knew God was real. I knew that Jesus was the Son of God, and I knew that he took my place and he died for my sins. But that didn't save me. I didn't really believe on that with all my heart. I didn't receive the atonement for my sins. You see, I didn't receive the gift that God was trying to give me, and that was his Holy Spirit, and that was the blood of Jesus Christ that washes us from all of our sins. You see, I'm so thankful that I made the right choice. You see, God gives us a choice. He's not going to force you to be saved. He's not going to make you do anything. You see, if somebody really loves you, they will give you a choice. They'll give you an opportunity to choose right and wrong. And that's what God does. He's not unjust. There's a lot of evil out there. And I hear people all the time say, well, if God is real, then why is there so much evil going on? Well, I can tell you that it doesn't take much to understand that there's an evil force out there. It doesn't take much that there's a spirit of evil and a spirit of good. And the only good spirit is of God, and that's his Holy Spirit. And all the evil going on is of the devil, and he wants to rob, kill, and destroy this entire world. He's on a rampage. He's on the loose. He's on every corner. The Bible says that he's walking to and fro seeking to whom he may devour. You see, he wants to devour everybody. And if you're not saved, he has your soul. And that's what he had when I wasn't saved. He had my soul. He was dragging me down to hell. You see, devil is the one that separated man from God. You see, in the beginning, God created man. He created him perfect. You see, there was a perfect state of environment. He created Adam and Eve, and there was no sin in the beginning. God and man there and Adam were in unison. They were in one, and then the serpent came, and he beguiled Eve, and she partook of the forbidden fruit, the one thing that God said don't touch. The devil beguiled her, and she partook of it, and Adam did too. He loved her. And they were in the transgression, and that's when sin was pronounced upon all mankind. You see, sin separated us from God, and that's our problems today. We are separated from God if you're not saved. Sin separates you. We're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. I don't care how good somebody seems to live, how good and upright they seem to live. If they've never been born again and saved, and they've never had the blood washed in their soul, and they haven't received that Holy Spirit when they called out to God with all their heart, then I can tell you they won't get to heaven without that, because there's only one way from earth to heaven, and that's through the blood. And I'm glad there's still power in the blood. You see, there's no sin that you can do that God can't cleanse except blaspheming the Holy Spirit. But all the sins in this life that you can partake of, you can commit murder, you can commit adultery, you can commit any sin you can think of, you can do them all. But if you call out with a broken heart and a contrite spirit and you see yourself as a needy creature, you believe on Jesus and all that he done and everything he went through and that he got up from the dead and he's alive. If you believe that and you repent with all your heart, God will still save you. There's only sin that's been sending mankind to hell, and that's unbelief. The sin of unbelief is the one sin that sends every single person to hell. And I'm so thankful that my unbelief was turned into faith and belief by God's grace when I called out to him. Like I told you, I knew about him. From a young man, I knew that he was real, but I wanted to live in sin for a little while. I wanted to enjoy myself. I saw my friends what seemed to be having fun, and I wanted to do the things that they did. And I'm so thankful that God let me go through those things because I needed that. I was stubborn, hard-headed, and I needed to go through some trials and tribulations. because I had it too good. You see, prosperity is a plague. When people have it good, I have a lot of rich friends. I'm around them a good bit, and I see that prosperity is a plague to them. You see, they're trusting in their riches. They're trusting in their riches to get them to heaven, and it won't get them there. You see, a rich man is an example in the Bible. He died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, not because he was rich, but because he overstepped God's witness, and that was Lazarus. Lazarus was laid at his gate as a witness to this man. See, this man had no time for God's witness, and that's the problem today is people don't have any time for God and God's witnesses. And I'm so thankful that God sent a witness in my life, and that was my pastor. He's preached to us all these years, and I'm so thankful that I finally took heed to the word of God that was preached. That same word of God will still save everyone from now until God comes back, until Jesus comes back to catch up his bride. That same word of God can be preached, and you can be saved today. It's not a difficult thing to be saved, but the Bible says there's one must, and you must be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a religious man, and much like my audience, I'm sure there's many religious folks, because this is a religious station, and there's a lot of preachers on here, and I'm sure people come here to hear the word of God. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of religious people that are just very religious and lost. And that's what Nicodemus was. He came to Jesus, though. He came to the right place. He said, Master, these works that you're doing, I know they must be from God. There's nobody that can do these things and they not come from God. And Jesus got right to the point. He said, Nicodemus, verily, verily, you must be born again. He said, you can't see the kingdom of God unless you're born again. And Nicodemus probably scratched his head and said, wait a minute, how am I going to get back in my mother's womb and be born again a second time? There's no way. And Jesus said, verily, verily, Nicodemus, that which is born of the water is flesh. You see, that water birth is fleshly, Nicodemus. You don't need to get back in your mother's womb and be born again. I'm talking about your spirit. And that's what Jesus is preaching today. He wants your spirit. He wants your soul. He's trying to redeem you back to God. You see, like I told you in the beginning, there was a separation. So there had to be an atonement. There had to be redemption for mankind to make it to heaven, because there's nothing good we can do. There's nothing good in this life that we can do to make it to heaven. There's only one thing, and that's to repent, or you'll all likewise perish. That's what Jesus said. He said, if you repent, you'll all likewise perish. And I'm so thankful that I chose to repent. I'm glad the word of God came back to me a second time, and I finally took heed. All those years, I knew Jesus was real. I knew God was real, but the Bible says that the devils also believe there's one God, and they tremble. But the devils can't be saved. They're reprobate. But I believed it too. I believed God was real. I believed that Jesus died for my sins. I believed that he got up from the dead and he was alive. I saw it in my pastor. I saw it in others in the church that were saved and born again. I saw that Jesus was real, but I wasn't ready to receive it. You see, you have to be willing to forsake all. Forsake your ambitions. Forsake your good morals, your good works, anything you think that's good in this life. You have to forsake all those things and repent. Because we're all sinners. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none of us that are good. No, not one. And I had to realize that. I had to realize that I was empty and void. I had to realize that I needed help. I needed a Savior. And you have to see yourself as needy. You have to see yourself as needing a Savior and needing redemption. And you have to understand that Jesus died for you. He didn't just die for half of the world. He died for the entire world. You see, God created by one blood all nations that dwell upon the earth. That's what the Bible says. So all this business about Jesus just dying for a certain group or only going to redeem a certain few, that's not so. Jesus died for the sins of the entire world. Now, not everybody's going to be saved because not everybody's going to receive it. But I'm thankful to know that there's redemption for everybody on this earth. And all you got to do is come to him humbly as you can. He said he's nigh unto them that be of a broken heart and save as such as be of a contrite spirit. See, before I got saved, I had that. I believed in Jesus all my life. I knew he got up from the dead. I knew all the things that Jesus did for me, and I believed those. But I lacked one thing. I needed to have a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And when I realized that, and I knew that, and I saw that, that caused me to repent of all my sins. That called me to repent of everything I did that I sinned against an almighty and holy God. You see, this is a spiritual salvation. Many people are trying to get to heaven by works, by just going to church and being a good moral person and doing good deeds every day and trying to be a pastor or a Sunday school teacher or a piano player. They think that that's good enough to get them to heaven. But I'll tell you, if they've never called out to God out of a broken heart and a contrite spirit, they won't make it in. And that saddened me. I was talking to one yesterday, and the man told me about this service he went to. He said it was called a contemporary service. And I listened to him, and he said that this is the type of service where he had coffee in one hand, a donut in the other, while he's being preached to. And it saddened my heart, because that's going on everywhere. You can't bring people in there with coffee and donuts and then preach the word of God to them. They're not going to come humbly like that. And I, just by what he said, there's no way that church was real. I mean, you got that kind of stuff going on all the time. They bring them in with all these types of dinners and suppers, and they bring them in there just to get in their back pockets. And it's sad today. I'm here to bring you the gospel. I'm here to tell you about Jesus and how to get to heaven. I'm not worried about obtaining these things on earth. I'm not worried about making my next paycheck. I'm worried about souls. I want people to get to heaven, because that's the only hope that this world has, is the good news of the glorious gospel should shine unto you. And the only way the gospel can shine unto you is if God's man's preaching to you. And I am what little bit I am, only by the grace of God. I'm only on this radio station because I have been born again. I know how to get you to Calvary. I can bring you to Calvary, but I can't make you repent. You have to do that on your own. And that's what my pastor's always told us. He'd love to get us all down at the altar. He said it the other day. He said, I'd love to get everybody down to the altar and save you. He said, but I cannot. You have to do that for yourself. This is a personal experience that you must have. This is not something some preacher or pastor or some man or woman of God can do for you. This is personal. Only Jesus can do it. The Bible says no man can come unto the Father except he draw him. God has to draw you to him. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. You see, if I lift up his name and if I tell you how to get to Calvary, that's how you'll get there. And I'm so thankful that I can do that this morning. I'm so glad that somebody preached to me. I'm so glad that somebody was praying over me and somebody touched heaven for me. And I called out to God. And when I was 23 years old, I poured out my heart to God. I repented of all my sins, and I felt him come in. When I repented, when I wanted to be saved above life itself, that's when I was saved. When I repented of all my sins, and I was willing to die at that moment if it meant being saved. And when I said that and meant that with all my heart, God saved me. And I've been walking in newness of life ever since. The Bible says, you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. He quickened my dead soul. I was dead on the inside. This flesh is dying every day, but if you're not saved, your inward is dead already, and you're blind. And when you're not saved, you are blinded by the god of this world. That's the devil. He blinds us all. He is the world's greatest counterfeiter, and it takes a man of God to expose him in your life. And there's so much wickedness going on in this world, but I'm here to tell you there's hope. There's a way to get to heaven, and Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to the Father but by me. You see, you have to get to Jesus to get to heaven. And the only way to get there is to believe on his precious and holy name, his resurrection, his death, burial, and everything that he faced for us. He died and went to hell for you and took your place. And I'm so thankful to know that there's redemption this morning. And I'm thankful for everything that he does for me. He is a wonderful Savior, not just for me, but he's there for you. But I see my time is quickly coming and going. I want you to write to me and pray for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus made it home. Unto him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Thank you for tuning in this week. If this message was a blessing to you, or if you have any questions or comments, please write to me at P.O. Box 142-631, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. Again, that's P.O. Box 142-631, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. Please tune in next week. Until next time, friends, may God bless you.